Part 2. Anticipated Large Chapter 11 Filings. Now let's turn to the topic of large Chapter 11 filings, troubled company reporter editors anticipate in the near term. Carlo Fernandez identified two companies that may be close to filing for bankruptcy. These are Radio Shack and Energy Future Holdings. Radio Shack Corp. has tapped Peter J. Solomon Company to raise financing. The Wall Street Journal sources said Radio Shack doesn't have a clear strategy for its finances and is exploring alternatives. They said the chain has sufficient liquidity and time to size up its options. DebtWire in July reported that Radio Shack was looking to hire a financial advisor to help fix the chain's balance sheet. Radio Shack sells consumer electronics and peripherals, including cellular phones. It operates roughly 4,700 stores in the United States and Mexico. Radio Shack had a net loss of $139.4 million in 2012, as compared with net income of $72.2 million in 2011. Radio Shack's balance sheet at December 31, 2012, showed $2.29 billion in total assets, $1.70 billion in total liabilities, and $598.7 million in total stockholders' equity. Energy Future Holdings Corp. is mulling a voluntary Chapter 11 filing for some or all of its subsidiaries, the company said in a regulatory filing in early August. The company said it is engaged in discussions with advisors regarding changes to its capital structure. Fitch Ratings has downgraded the issuer default ratings of Energy Future to CC from CCC. The ratings reflect the highly leveraged capital structure, sufficient but declining liquidity, and currently constrained but growing distributions and tax payments from subsidiary Encore Electric Delivery Company, LLC. For the second quarter 2013, Energy Future reported a net loss of $71 million, compared with a net loss of $696 million for the second quarter 2012. Discussions with holders of first lien senior secured claims regarding a restructuring began in March this year. As of June 30, 2013, the company had $39.1 billion in total assets against $50.66 billion in total liabilities. Energy Future is a privately held diversified energy holding company with a portfolio of competitive and regulated energy businesses in Texas. In addition to the challenged companies mentioned in Mr. Fernandez's report, the troubled company reporter provides ongoing reporting about more than 3,000 companies experiencing financial distress or restructuring their balance sheets in a judicial proceeding. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes part 2 of the report. The report continues in part 3.